Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
It'd be nice to have a boat
throw.
It would be nice to have a boat
throw.
It would be nice to have a boat
throw.
It would be nice to have a boat
throw.
It would be nice to have a boat
throw.
It would be nice to have a boat
throw.
It would be nice to have a boat
throw.
It would be nice to have a boat
throw
from your mom.
The happy hour is on the air. Oh, thank God. It's about time the Big Ten got smart. It's Campus Eats time.
Oh, my good Lord.
The official television show of rain delays. But thankfully, there's no rain delay today at the Big Ten tournament.
Look at that sun.
I can't believe it.
It's in the 60s now.
I can't believe it. I'm going to go blind going home.
Look at that shorts.
Josh, I wasn't accosting you.
Me thinks Nick doth protest a bit too much.
Well, welcome to the happy hour. Robbie Lula's going to join us here in just a few minutes.
Awesome.
A little bit later than his usual time today.
Robbie,
also
after
some
dark.
Unsportsmanlike content and the bet of the day. You missed anything else earlier on the program, you're always welcome to check out the radio replays at 1620thezone.com. And, of course, you can always watch the program at 1620thezone.
Still AM radio.
Still AM radio.
It's all AM radio.
Yep.
All of it.
Everything.
All of it is AM radio.
Everything you've ever known is AM radio.
Everything.
What does he say? It's true or it's real? Han Solo in episode 7. It's real. All of it. Or it's true.
Yes.
Right? That's the line.
Yes.
It's true. All of it.
All of it.
Oh, yeah, and apparently Indiana Jones 5 has a release date, which Nick was...
Oh, they're in Lincoln.
Then telling us that the fourth one was very good or something.
I didn't hate it.
I'm misremembering.
I liked it better than 2.
They're visiting Lee's Chicken on the...
I've never had Lee's. Is it still around?
Oh, yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I've never heard of Lee's.
Lee's Chicken? Oh, famous.
It's in Lincoln.
It's far, far west. Far southwest Lincoln.
Maybe one of these days I'll
How
get
about
out
to Pioneers Lee's. Park? It's delicious chicken. Yeah. It really is. I like it a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
I like it a lot. And it's kind of an old greasy spoon.
Oh, I love greasy spoons.
Type place.
Yum.
Really good. It's famous for the big chicken. Well, we had the story a couple of years ago. Someone actually swiped the famous chicken mascot.
Oh, yeah.
They had to go find it. But then they did. Scott Docterman, who covers the Iowa Hawkeyes for The Athletic, he's also done a pretty good job of combing through some of the stats and some of the facts on whether or not the Big Ten will or could go to divisions. He did this statistical breakdown, and one of my biggest complaints about the idea of going away from divisions is I think too many people are just overreacting to the fact that the East has won every championship. Well, the East also is the home of Ohio State.
Real quick, do you think that's what this is about? Because I still don't.
Oh, I think it's part of it. Obviously,
I think they want better games.
A lot of it is just going along with the Joneses.
Probably.
The trend right now is, we got to get away from divisions. The other part of it, too, is... they do want a more balanced schedule, but I still think you can accomplish that by getting rid of some of these, you know, more permanent crossovers that the Big Ten has done in recent years. Why Nebraska played Ohio State every year for 6 or 7 straight years, and now Michigan's apparently going to be on, at least for a little bit.
I was
going to
say until it changes.
But they'll change. But as Docterman points out, I mean, the East is only 7 games better than the West.
Overall, yeah.
Overall in the cross-divisional games.
In the regular season. And then, of course, they've won all the conference championships.
They've won, and that's the thing. A lot of people, no way. But the other argument, too, that a lot of folks are making is this will make it easier or could make it more difficult for certain teams to make the conference championship. So if they go to another format, it'll be the top two teams.
Yes.
By record who get in. And that begs the question, does that make it easier or harder for Nebraska? Now,
it's like a two-pronged answer, right?
It's a two-pronged answer.
Get your house in order first, and then we can discuss it. That's almost where I would want to go.
I would say, by just initially, I would say it's going to make it harder.
Yes.
For Nebraska to get in.
Yes.
Because you don't need to go 9-0 or 8-1 in the league to win the Big Ten West. We've seen teams win it with, you know, two or more losses. But, and keep in mind, now you're competing against everybody else for those top two spots. So you're competing with the Michigans. You're competing, you know, assuming Ohio State's going to be one of the two teams, you're going to be competing with the Michigans and the Penn States, in addition to the Iowas and the Wisconsins and the Northwesterns,
Minnesotas,
who have been in the conference championship game. So I think from a Nebraska perspective, at least at first glance, it's going to make it more difficult for Nebraska to make the conference championship game.
Yeah, like I said, it is two-pronged, because at first they just have to be good enough to be in like the upper half of what is still now the Big Ten West. And then after that, you know, yeah, it will make it more difficult. It's going to make it more difficult for everybody. I'll be honest. Like, I know that we're assuming that Ohio State will be in every conference championship game. And look, maybe they will, because they're a recruiting behemoth, and so they're usually going to have the best players. They will usually have the best coach or the second or third best coach in the league. You combine those two things together, it's a recipe to be in the conference championship game. But even here's the thing. You just mentioned, hey, they got to compete against Michigan and Penn State and Wisconsin and Michigan State. Some years they also might have to compete against, like, Ohio State too, you know, just to get in. So that's not going to go away. It will make it harder. I think if Nebraska is in that conversation, they have gotten a lot better across the board, and so, like, that's fun. But, yeah, I mean, right now, the nature of recruiting in the Big Ten West, you will never have schools that recruit as well as Ohio State, definitely, and then most of the time, Michigan and Penn State. You're usually in the neighborhood of Michigan State and then, like, everybody else in the East. Like, that's kind of, like, the floor, you know, or maybe the ceiling for the Big Ten West recruiting-wise. The ceiling is usually, like, the fourth-best recruiter in the league overall. So, yeah, it for a while it's just been having to pass those schools in the West. Now it would be seemingly everybody at the same
time. It's everybody else.
Yeah.
It's everybody else. So I'm kind of surprised that there are so many people around here that are so gung-ho.
Well, I don't think there are around here that are fans. I'll speak for myself. It's been more of a media-driven, like, I kind of want this. But I think Joe Q Husker fan, for the most part, does not like this.
You know what this begs, Josh Peterson?
A poll question?
A poll question.
What are we asking?
Which conference alignment would you prefer?
Okay.
You have the one division, which is the top two teams.
No divisions.
Yeah, no divisions. That's the better way. Because to call it one division,
yeah.
I mean, you divide by one. So no divisions, top two teams make the title game.
Okay.
I don't know how you'll type that.
Yeah, because I'm already out of characters. I'll figure it out. Same. Keep the alignment.
Yep. The current East-West alignment. Sure. Realign. Keep division. Realign the divisions.
Okay.
So do that. That's pretty much it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Or here's an idea.
Legends and leaders.
12 one-team divisions.
Well, there's 14 teams, so.
Oh, crap. That's right.
Well, have you heard one of the scheduling ideas? And I got to figure out how to word the last option, and I'll tweet it out in a moment at USC 1620. Have you heard one of the ways that the SEC might do this? So we continue to talk about, like, the pod model,
mm-hmm.
where you have your rivals that you play, and then you rotate everybody else.
Right.
In the SEC, it's actually a little tougher than you would think, mainly because of strength of schedule. Like, it would be too hard. For example, Tennessee. Think of Tennessee's rivals. Who's the first team you think of for Tennessee as their rival?
I think Florida.
Okay, who's the second team you think?
Well, their longest traditional rival is Alabama.
Exactly. So right there, you're like, holy crap, that's very difficult. Think about Auburn. Their main rival, of course, is Alabama. Their second rival, though, is Georgia. Think about being locked into those. So one of the models that they're toying with is one locked-in rival and then rotating everybody else. So you don't. They're calling it the 1-7 because they'd keep it apparently at or you could call it the 1-8 depending on how many conference
Well, the two plans I've seen is the 1-7 that you just described or the 3-6.
Mm-hmm.
So moving to nine games and then doing the pods of you play three teams permanently and then rotate the other
What
six.
Do you think about the one? Like, would you want the Big Ten to do something like that?
So it'd be the 1-8.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't think there's any way you can do that. Mm-hmm. Not in the Big Ten. Because, I mean, there's a lot of rivalry games that would disappear. Right?
Yeah.
Because you know that one of those rivalries will be Michigan-Ohio State. Michigan-Michigan State will no longer play every year. For example, if you and what happens if you, okay, so you're going to make the pig game, Floyd the pig, Floyd of Rosedale. Let's say it's that game. Well, that means no more Nebraska Iowa on a yearly basis or Iowa Wisconsin on a yearly basis, right? Mm-hmm. I think there's probably too many rivalries. I'm not for splitting up the divisions, but the pods idea at least allows you to, you know, play some area teams. And I think the three that have been most commonly linked with Nebraska, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa make the most sense of all of those.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if they were to go to a one permanent rival and then rotate eight, man, there's just going to be a lot of rivalry games that won't happen
unless you almost do like a soft, like how do I want to phrase this? You don't have it marked as you're playing every year, but you're basically playing like, oh hey, look, Nebraska and Iowa playing again.
See, that's the thing.
But then why not just do the pods?
Exactly.
It does make maybe more sense with the SEC, especially because they're going to go to a 16 team league.
Correct.
You know, and again, there are some teams. Okay, for example, Texas. Here's another good one. So Texas's rivals will be, if they do a three, of course, Oklahoma, and of course, Texas A&M. So what do you do with the third? Do you kind of create a new rivalry? Some people have thrown out LSU. Or do you go back to one of their old Southwestern brethrens and play Arkansas?
But if you're Texas, do you want to be locked in every year to Oklahoma, A&M, and LSU?
Yeah, definitely not. And that's the thing that if the Big Ten does this, if the Big Ten moves to a divisionless model, certain schools will have certain asks, you know? Like, I'd be very interested to know what Penn State would want, for example. I know what the TV networks want. They want them playing Ohio State and Michigan as often as possible.
Yes.
No way in hell or Penn State wants those games locked
right.
in. What does Michigan State want? You know, what does Michigan want? You know, there's a lot of, like, obvious ones, but that third team for some schools can be very difficult.
It's not particularly easy, which is another reason why I think keeping the divisions is the smart plan. Because hey, you know you're going to play all those teams, but you're lined up in those divisions. And you know every single year, hey, here's the six other schools that we're going to play every year, and then we're going to cross over, you know, three games with the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I also like the regionality of it, because I still think, even though this is a national sport, I think the regionality needs to matter. And having regional-based divisions is still kind of a throwback to the way conferences used to be. The Big Ten, when it was the original Big Ten, you know, the furthest western team was Iowa,
mm-hmm.
and the furthest eastern team was Ohio State.
Man, it's crazy to think of that era now.
You know,
when now it's Nebraska and
now it's Nebraska
Rutgers?
And Rutgers or Maryland.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Iowa and Ohio State. You're not talking about that. I don't know what the drive is from Iowa City to Columbus. I would guess it's probably 8 hours.
that drive, let's
I'm,
see.
Yeah, I'm totally.
Eight hours and 16 minutes. So now let's do Lincoln, Nebraska to, what are we saying is the furthest?
We'll go College Park, Maryland.
College Park. That drive.
It's about a 15 or 16, isn't it?
18 and almost a half. Wow. Gross. So
that's
more than
that's
doubled.
That's another reason why I like divisions. Because then, you know, you really focus in on, you know, those other seven, right? Six schools.
Other
those
six
other
schools.
Six schools that you're playing. Because in that case, you know, Nebraska's furthest drive is to Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is little.
But again,
eight, nine hours.
If you have your pods, for the most part, those are going to be regionally based.
I know, but
for the most part,
they are. But you're still going to cross over with all of those other teams. And I'm not as big on needing to play everybody else on a regular basis.
That's what I'm surprised.
Because
why have the league to begin with? Beyond, and I know the answer today is TV, but
because
why
it's TV?
But that's not why leagues are created. So why not want them to play as
often
as possible?
But if you think about it, the leagues are really created for TV now.
They are now, but I can still want some of the old school and the new school, can't I?
That's what I'm saying. I think the divisions are the old school. Yeah, you know, the Big Ten West is the old Big Eight.
Thomas says, keep it East-West is a boomer take. Wow.
Why is that a boomer? First of all, I'm not a boomer. My parents are. Secondly,
yeah, Gen X.
Secondly, I mean, I don't know why people hate divisions so much. And again, if your number one answer is because the East wins all the time, again, it's Ohio State. It's Ohio State.
I mean, to be fair, Michigan has won the league. Penn State has won the league.
But
and Michigan
you're talking
State's
five
won the
of the eight championships belong to one team. The cross division record is only seven games above 500.
I never hear people say it's because of the East winning the championship game. I never hear anyone say
it. It gets brought up a lot. It
Not
gets
by
brought
anyone
up in every article.
But
it got brought up in this one.
I think it's just like laying out, here's what's happened. I only.
But it's laying it out as if to say, see how imbalanced this is.
If that's the problem,
you're still going to have imbalance, right? Because the teams that are good are still going to be at the top. Ohio State's always going to be there. And now, you know, you could end up with, you'll still end up with, even though they aren't divisions, you'll probably end up with more Eastern-based Big Ten championship games.
Yes, definitely.
Than you will, you know, East versus West or West versus West.
In all seriousness, if imbalance is your big issue, and again, that's not mine. If that's your big issue, go to Legends and Leaders again. Or just move Penn State over. I heard an idea this morning, trade Penn State for Purdue. Now, Purdue fans would say, whoa, 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 leave us alone. But that would solve some problems.
Possibly.
You still get Michigan and Ohio State, that game being once a year and mattering a ton. You get Michigan State and Michigan in the same division, and then you move Penn State over. You know, now, East to West alignment, of course, that would go away, but I digress.
Here is Luke. Hi, Luke. Thanks for waiting. You're in on the zone.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate
it. Hey, Luke. Yep.
Yeah. So, I'm. If it's a boomer take to have divisions, then I guess I'm a boomer. But, yeah. The biggest thing for me is if we went away from the divisional model, the biggest thing that would worry me about a Big Ten championship is having a rematch between teams that have already played in the regular season. Particularly, you know, if you're talking about, you know, the two, at least in you know, tradition and history and prestige, if you're talking about, you know, Michigan and Ohio State playing, you know, the last weekend in November, and then that game essentially being meaningless because those two teams were going to be playing for the Big Ten championship a week later anyway, I've always been against having a rematch particularly in football in a conference title game like that. So that would be my biggest concern.
And I agree, Luke. I mean, the possibility, I'm not saying it will happen, and thanks for the call.
Because it would have only happened twice since 2006, oddly enough. Only two times. Last year would have been the second time. But that's mainly on Michigan being so bad most of the time.
Sure. That possibility.
But there is the possibility.
But it happened
in Bedlam.
But anyone out there who's going to say, well, this guarantees that the two best teams in the conference play, no, it doesn't. Because there's a good chance that one of the two teams that gets into the game got there because they had a more favorable schedule draw that year. Because, again, not everyone's playing equal schedules.
But right? You could say the same thing about the East-West alignment, right?
Of course you can. But that's what. But again, I'm defeating the argument by saying you'll get the best two teams. No, you won't get the best two teams necessarily. You could.
I think you most likely would.
You could, but you wouldn't. You're not guaranteed it, and it's not guaranteed as much as you think.
Brian,
because
says,
again, you know, Northwestern. What did they go?
8-1.
They went 8-1. They'd have gotten in. Do you all believe that Northwestern was the second best team in the Big Ten that year? Of course you don't. So, you know, the idea that you're guaranteed to have the two best teams play for the conference title under this, you know, single division format is a fallacy, because it really depends on, you know, it can happen, but there's going to be those years where you're going to get a team like a Northwestern who's going to get a favorable draw and win enough of their games and get in.
Brian says Big Ten needs to just schedule better, play every team every 2 years. Fix the schedule.
See, that's kind of my deal, is keep the divisions. Just, you can rotate through the other schools a lot easier if you get rid of those permanent crossovers.
Well, it'd be nice, too, if they just, like, told us what they were doing.
Well, yeah, that would.
I don't think it's that hard.
That'd be nice. Here is Dan up next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey, Dan.
I'm only about 33% serious when I suggest this, but I think there is some validity to it, at least a little bit. The Big Ten does have a convenient way to make sure that important games are played. If they play for a trophy, they should play. Which is why we need to codify the $5 bits of broken chair.
Bring it back. The problem is you might have schools that have four or five trophy games.
I was going to say, how many does Minnesota have, or Michigan, or Iowa, Wisconsin? I know Wisconsin has theirs versus Iowa has one, and theirs versus Minnesota has one.
Well, okay, Minnesota has the Iowa trophy game, the Axe for Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
They have one. They have the Brown. Do they play Michigan for the Brown Jug?
Here we go. Okay. No, yes. Wow. Minnesota. Wow. John, you ready for this? Minnesota has three. Michigan has four. Oh, no, wait. They don't have a trophy. Ohio State, Michigan does not have a trophy. But I'm looking at the list. Iowa has three trophy
games. Yeah, but they actually have a real thing. It's called a real rivalry.
Illinois apparently
has. Because they really hate each other.
Did you know that Illinois and Ohio State have a trophy? It's called the Illibuck Trophy.
The Illibuck, yeah.
And then they have the Purdue Cannon against Purdue, and then the Land of Lincoln Trophy versus Northwestern. Interesting. Nebraska does not. Oh, they do have a trophy. They have the Freedom Trophy, and then they have the Heroes Trophy. Cool.
Yeah, and yes, there. You can still have rematches. We have had two rematches. I did the work a couple weeks ago. We have had two rematches
in the
East-West era, and we had two in the Legends and Leaders era, I believe, if I'm remembering my research.
Well, Nebraska-Wisconsin was a rematch. Wisconsin and Michigan State, the first two years of Legends and Leaders,
we had a rematch.
2013 was not. And then, yeah, we've had.
And I think we've had two rematches in the East-West era.
I know Wisconsin and Ohio State in 2019 was a rematch, and I can't remember the other one off the top of my head.
Well, coming up next, Robbie Lula joins us. More on Baylor Shireman and what he needs to do now next. But also some unsportsmanlike content.
Oh, baby.
Including how a beloved child story is being turned into a slasher movie.
What?
That's coming up. But first, my word from my friends at McCarthy's 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. The sun is out, folks. The weather's going to heat up this weekend. It's air conditioning season. And if you want to make sure that that AC is going to work all throughout the summer, you should join McCarthy's 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning's Comfort Club. Because for one low monthly fee, you get a twice annual inspection of your AC and furnish. A 100-point inspection. You get 15% off repairs if an issue is found, reduced fees for other visits, 90-day breakdown fee guarantee, and when things get busy, Comfort Club members always move to the front of the line. McCarthy's always has people on call 24/7. Their operators are always there in case something breaks. No overtime or weekend upcharges. And you know what? For over 50 years, the McCarthy's promise has been always on time or you don't pay a dime. And Comfort Club members, you never will see an increase in your monthly fees. That's right. Your fees will never change for the life of your membership. For more information, visit McCarthy's1hour.com. At McCarthy's, they're always on time or you don't pay a dime. McCarthy's1hour.com.
You've worked hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.